Okay, everything seems to be working. The big phallic microphone is working. The weapon of ass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. Okay. Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptist, are we ready? All right, let's begin. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is another anniversary, the 14th anniversary show. Can you fucking believe it? We somehow managed to make it to this 14th anniversary show, and we have a lot of goodies. A great playlist of music that we hope to get to all of it. And our own little take on the current state of the fucked up world. And we'll look back on past shows and highlights of The Reverend Is In. So we'll play a four-play track and then get into this anniversary celebration. Tonight, the foreplay is by the Monkees from the soundtrack to their great film entitled Head. This is the opening ceremony, followed by the Porpoise song.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hereby dedicate this magnificent marble monument to the one of the largest suspended arch bridges in the world to the people.
Okay, everything is organized and together here, or as much as it is ever going to be, and we are ready to start the show. Tonight's foreplay was from the Monkees. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight we are very pumped to be celebrating the 14th anniversary of The Reverend Is In. And since we are in 2015, we are marking 10 years later this year that we lost the original producer of the show, Marlon Solar, who left us at age 34 due to heart problems. And we want to honor him as always, and he's honored at ReverendBookburn.com, newly updated, and even with a picture. And in the wake of that, we got Pastor Hormaster and John the Craptist, who will still not speak into a microphone. But maybe this year, with all of the green gifts from Mother Nature that these guys consume, and with all of the time that they have spent here, maybe this is the year they will lose that microphone phobia and actually say something that can be heard by more people than just me. So we're hoping for that. We're going to play a first set of tunes and then get into the spoken part. We're going to kick off the new year with a cover of a Johnny Cash song by Social Distortion. This is entitled Ring of Fire.
Burning thing. mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Oh, I like the way you shake that thing. Watch honey drip, I can't keep away. The nerves of shy are burning red, the dreams of you are through my head.
Speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of man. I urge every man to
shirts in my locker at school. Yeah, the chocolate's getting old. Vanilla just leaves me cold. There's just one flavor good enough for me. Yeah, me. Don't give me no crummy teaspoon. I know what I need. Baby, I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple scope with me. Ow! They tell me ice cream junkies are all the same. All the soda jerkers know my name. When their supply is gone, then I'll be moving on. But I'll be back on Monday afternoon. You'll see. Another truckload's coming in for me. All for me. I'm singing. I love Rocky Road.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist here at Lolo Radio, celebrating 14 years of unbelievable, independent entertainment. And it just touches my heart to be able to play a song for the holy supremacists of the United States, Taliban-influenced people like Governor of Ohio and many other governors and congressmen who want to integrate church and state even more, including funding for social services. So this is a song for the social services agency that was founded by everyone here at the Reverend is in, SSS, Satanic Social Services, that is eligible for faith-based grants and funding. And this is the theme song of SSS by a wonderful band called Merciful Fate. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Into the Coven. Thank you.
Sergeant Krupke. You gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our brothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punky. Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every boy ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good!
There is good!
Your Honor, my parents treat me rough. With all that marijuana, they won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy on in a judge, he needs an analyst care. You're just a neurosis, that ought to be cured. He's psychologically disturbed.
I'm disturbed!
We're disturbed!
Always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess. Yes!
Oh, Officer Krupke, you're really a swab. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's played him a terrible trick. That's sociologically sick.
I am sick.
We are sick.
We are sick. We are sick.
Opinion, this child doesn't need his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey, I got a social disease!
Just take him to a social worker!
Social worker, they say go make some dough, but be a soda jerker, which means I'll be a schmo. It's not that I'm any social, it's just that I'm any work. Glorieski, that's why I'm a jerk.
You heard Schlong doing G, Officer Krupke. Merciful Fate did Into the Coven. Weird Al Yankovic did I Love Rocky Road. Electric Flag did Killing Floor. Dred Zeppelin did Black Dog. And started off with Social Distortion doing Ring of Fire. And tonight the foreplay was the Monkees, from the soundtrack of their great film entitled Head. You heard Opening Ceremony and Porpoise Song. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the 14th anniversary show. And as usual, there is way too much shit on paper and way too many musical tracks, but we'll do what we can. We still want to play three sets of music and cover as much as possible, including a look back at the past of The Reverend Is In, because there's just so much, and we just accumulate so much more Let's see. We have birthdays. No, we have one birthday that we know of in terms of people in our world. January 2015, we'll see the birthday of past live guest and the first bride on The Reverend Is In, Lady Simone. So we say happy birthday to her, and she's on the West Coast and doing okay. She's no longer with Brother Eric, alias Mr. Beefcake, but she's doing fine, pursuing art, and otherwise doing okay. Deaths since the last show. Joe Cocker, man, did that suck. Joe Cocker in late December, and one of the better acts at the original, at the real Woodstock Festival of 1969, and countless great songs and great live performances. Farewell to Joe Cocker. And if you ever saw the TV show The Beverly Hillbillies, the woman who played Ellie Mae, Donna Douglas, passed away. She was 81. Let's see. Oh, we do have ages. Yeah, Joe Cocker was 70. Donna Douglas, who played Ellie Mae on The Beverly Hillbillies, was 81. And we want to acknowledge those who passed away at the terror attacks in Paris. But unlike bullshit artists like Fox News and CNN and CBS and other tabloid-like outlets, we acknowledge terrorism, that meaning the killing of civilians for a political / religious agenda, as relevant no matter who does it. So at the same time that Fox was making stupid comments about how this was tied to the president and Benghazi and all this other thoroughly absurd bullshit, we say that all victims of terrorism from Islamic groups, and all victims of terrorism from Christian groups, especially over 35 years of terrorism at abortion clinics, at over 200 clinics, we acknowledge their passing and are equally outraged by that. So we acknowledge all victims of terrorism, no matter who does it, including if they're allies of corporate America and their representatives in government. Okay, and speaking of brides, we now said that Lady Simone was the first bride on this show, which she was, way back when. And we got a lot of feedback for the last show that we did, the holiday show of December 2014, in which Charles Manson and Star, the second bride on the show, were married. And of course, the question is inevitable. No matter how silly you get, you're going to be asked, did that really happen? And it is so tempting. Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptis discouraged saying, yes, of course it really happened. But that is an inevitable question, and we are very amused by it. And even if you're doing that just to crack us up and to get these guys to laugh out their bong hits, that's cool, but rather than say, yes, it really happened, we'll just say, for you to believe that that happened, you would have to believe that the California Department of Corrections and the entire legal system and Quakeron Prison would say, yeah, that's cool. He can get out for the first time since his convictions, and we'll let you fly him to Philadelphia with his bride, and thanks to the Dugar plane, Dugar family plane, and other proponents of family values and Christian supremacy like Charlie, and marry them on the show, and then just be sure you bring them right back. And if you choose to believe that, I don't know what to say. But, yeah, that's what you have to believe that that really happened. But anyway, we love the feedback, and a lot of people seem to really enjoy that wedding. The second wedding on The Reverend Is In. Lady Simone was, of course, in the studio with Brother Eric, after alias Mr. Beefcake. And none of that was made up. His mother really was calling on the cell phone, freaking out about the jokes that we were making, and believing them, and calling it when I announced that they were, that he was going to get a sex change so that they could become the first lesbian wedding on the show. She called him, this guy who was like, you know, an MMA fighter, or like, so he's like Mr. Man himself. And it's just so funny to even entertain the thought that he was about to transform. And yet she calls during the show and says, Eric, don't go getting a sex change. And it went on like this all night. And all of that was totally real and funnier than anything that was prepared or already written. Anyway, enough on weddings. Happy birthday, Lady Simone. And let's see. We'll look backwards on the show and honor Marlon after the second set of tunes. In the world today, the question is asked, what to do with the catastrophically mentally ill? And of course, there's fewer and fewer options. They can just flat out imprison them like the old days before there was any kind of development in clinical research. Imprison them or provide mental health services and psychiatric hospitals, or put them in the media like Fox News or the Christian Broadcasting Network, or put them in government. And we decided to do that with a lot of them, including both branches of Congress here in the U.S., the House of Representatives and the Senate, in large numbers through the Republican Party, now the majority. And believe me, I'm no fucking Democrat, especially after 28 of them joined the Republicans in supporting the Keystone Pipeline. But these psychopaths are so extreme that they have to be monitored, they have to be opposed, and it just might come down to activism, including people who've never participated in any such thing ever before. Everybody, working people, out of work people, entertainers, everything. because survival just might depend on it. Not just opposing these people, but if necessary, recall campaigns, because it's just so extreme. And it's been 1 week that these motherfuckers have seized control, and there was an outright attack on Social Security, an outright attack on abortion rights, other safety net programs, the environment, especially through the pipeline, and other safety net programs. And we're going to do a theme about this, so I'm going to get off the subject. In February, we're not doing Love Night, our alternative to Valentine's Day entertainment. We'll play a couple of the songs earmarked for Love Night. And we're not going to do an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, which we've done many times. And maybe a song or two that would have been listed for that. But the February theme is going to be Reclaim Your World. And it's going to be meant in every way, not just the world at large, but also the world, your world, individually. So we're going to go from micro or individual and personal level, from abusive relationships, asshole bosses and workplaces, and stuff on a micro level, and then stuff on a macro level, what the assholes who run the government, alias representatives of Wall Street and the large banks, and the world at large, from corporate killers to religious extremists of every kind of religion. Reclaim Your World is the February theme, and we will, of course, have updates on that at the always updated ReverendBookburn.com, which is at now an automatic redirect to RevBookburn.blogspot.com. Something that is increasingly annoying is this anti-pitbull sentiment that's on the rise. I can't call Dr. Laura Asshole of the Week when we do the Asshole of the Week awards later at the show, because she already was one, but Dr. Laura, who's largely been quiet and I guess hiding in her Dugar-funded cave, decided to resurface to make statements against pit bulls, propose legislation in some areas to outlaw them, and the premise that there's something special in a negative way about that breed, or any other breed for that matter, is a premise based on bullshit. When there is a problem, it's from these assholes that these Michael Vick types who set up dog fighting, and we all know what these assholes deserve, and people who have created them. There are pit bulls in the lives of several of us at the Reverend is In, and many more that we know about, that are absolutely great human and animal companion stories, with a lot of funny stories, and just, it's absolutely insane to even try to create a false issue around negativity of pit bulls. And speaking of Michael Vick, you know, I don't care really what happens in football, but I was observant to what was happening with the New York Jets since they were the biggest assholes besides the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, we said that in Philadelphia. Who took on Michael Vick. I don't know. I guess the Jets or the Eagles will also take on these domestic abusers. They seem to not care, you know, how much of a scumbag, you know, some people are when they join their team. But it was a delight to see the Jets not only lose, but lose very badly. So the Reverend Bookburn curse worked once again. The Eagles did not make the playoffs, and the Jets were down at the bottom so deeply that they were re-entering the cesspool from which they came. And more football news. The most corrupt governor in the nation, Chris Christie of New Jersey, who just out-corrupted Governor McDonnell of Virginia, or recently ex-Governor McDonnell of Virginia, who was going to prison for 2 years for his corruption. Christie, even after the pension scandal, and even after Bridgegate, decided to blatantly accept all kinds of major gifts from the owner, who's exactly the type that Christie likes and represents, you know, billionaires and wealthy, sick, inhumane, perfect for Christie. And he accepted lavish gifts like being flown to the football game, luxury box seats, and of course the famous pictures of him and video of him bouncing up and down and hugging these guys when the Dallas Cowboys scored and when they won that game. So we have to put a hex on the Dallas Cowboys. And the corruption is not just the gifts, but that Christie shaped policy. This is the very definition of corruption. And provided political favors for the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, meaning that the New Jersey taxpayers were forced to pay large NFL subsidies, and that this fucker got to be in contracts for Port Authority projects, the New World Trade Center observation deck, and on and on. So it's not just that he got to go to the game and be flown somewhere. And we're going to monitor this, make an issue of it, comment everywhere, because Christie is arguably the most corrupt governor in the state and in the country, which is quite a claim considering how many of them are complete psychopaths and with zero ethics. And Christie is like the Kansas governor and all the other ones that say, let's give the whole pot to the billionaires and let's cut and slash education, vital social services programs, and just say fuck you to the middle class and the poor. Talked out, and I didn't even put a dent in this stuff. I don't want to be talking too much longer. Speaking of terrorism, like we brought up in the beginning of the show, which is of course caught all of our attention since it happened, and it is an outrage and it is a shock. Less than a week apart was an act of terrorism that the corporate media couldn't have been bothered with, like nada. on Fox News, news is in quotes, of course, CNN, and all these other assholes in the corporate media, they couldn't be bothered reporting that white supremacist terrorist or terrorist group decided to bomb the Colorado headquarters of the NAACP. Where is the corporate media? That is a question that needs to be asked, and in a big way. Totally talked out. All right, I'm not going to start on net neutrality, but hopefully if you have a means to comment or petition or know of some organization, or if you just feel like commenting like the Reverend loves to do in public forums, take a stand for net neutrality and, of course, the message that goes with advocating for net neutrality, which is vital, which is fuck you, AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast. All right. Aren't we happy tonight at this anniversary show? But all these things are going on and need to be said, you know, need to be addressed. But we're going to touch on the heavy stuff when we do Reclaim Your World show in February. And we're going to look backwards on The Reverend Is In, the funniest moments and the most priceless moments. But let's play the second set of tunes. This is a song about weed by Storm Orphans, and it's entitled Sweet Leaf.
Yeah! say something that would strike him very weird. So I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way. As he came charging down the steps, saying, what's that I heard you say? Well, I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. And I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As if this didn't hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out that door in 2 seconds flat. You won, patriotic, rotten Dr. Connie Rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun. And crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour. And landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said come back, but he was starting to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me. Constant on the sly, he wants to turn me into the FBI. The I rump and stop being thankful as I rump. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
Was that your stomach?
This is Dr. Greed, and I am disgusted with the shenanigans on this obscene and vile show. And now they have me introducing a song by another blasphemous, disgusting, filthy band entitled J Church.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Shut up, you don't understand. To my heart I must be true. And there's nothing for me to do.
You heard Jello Biafra with the Melvins doing "Those Dumb Punk Kids Will Buy Anything" about the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. And that was from their Sig Howdy CD on Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. Before that, you heard Jay Church doing "You're the One That I Want" from an all-punk cover CD of every song from Grease plus other songs from that time period. Nob Dylan and his Nob Salites did "Motor Psycho Nightmare." Santana did "Incident at Nesheber." Liz Phair did "Flower," and started off with the Storm Orphans doing "Sweet Leaf." This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called "The Reverend Is In." Tonight the theme is the Reverend's 14th anniversary. And it is a blast. I knew we were going to overplan. We always act like the show is 8 hours long, and we're supposed to have it at relatively close to 2 hours. Something that we tend to violate a lot. So we're going to go back in time to old Reverend Bookburn shows. Two other things to just briefly comment on. One of the ultimate lowest form of life assholes on the entire planet, named Bill Donahue from the Catholic League, defender of pedophile priests, defender of the people who covered up the thousands and thousands of cases of child sexual abuse in the priesthood, defender of anti-abortion terrorists, made the news because he blamed the terrorist attack in Paris on the cartoonists slash humorists themselves, and said that that's what happens when you mock religion. So Bill Donahue has proven once again that with time he becomes even more of an asshole, and we can't give him the Asshole of the Week award because he has already been a recipient. In fact, I think he was one of the first ones ever all those years ago. And there is no we when we talk about governments or churches, but the U.S. is, as the corporate media puts it, normalizing relations with Cuba, which is, of course, so long overdue. It was just an utter idiotic practice. Sanctions, embargoes, blockades, and the like. And, of course, from the Tea Party nuttery psycho world, which is very active in comments land everywhere, they're like, "But they're a dictatorship." Well, dumb fuck. Every government is a dictatorship to some extent. The only ones that kind of resemble a democracy are like some of the Scandinavian countries and a handful here and there around the world. But if you advocate the monopolization of energy, of resources, of food, and lately even water, into the hands of the oligarchs, like, say, corporate America, you're a fucking dictator. Well, you're a supporter. You're a dupe of the dictatorship. So your talk about Cuba and other nations that don't allow domination from the World Bank and Wall Street are dictatorships. No, that's because assholes like you use words like freedom and liberty, But what that means is the liberty and the freedom to fuck up everybody's lives, to enslave people, to destroy the environment, to abuse and exploit others. It's like we want to be free of regulation and not all these pesky safety standards and food safety standards. So enough on that. But congratulations on the Cuba normalization, as you put it. Oh, and Governor Asshole Christie called for the return of political prisoner Assata Shakur. Probably the most stupid thing he could ever say, because nobody even knows what actually happened in that incident. And hopefully Cuba will be wise enough, and they probably will, to not give in to such an idiotic demand from assholes. Okay. 14 years of stuff of uncensored broadcasting and way too much on paper, but some things have to be acknowledged, like the first 4 years, 4.5 years, were with the great Marlon the Great Engineer, as he was called, Marlon Solar, who would speak into a microphone, not like what we have now, but they're great guys. They just won't talk publicly. Marlon found CDs or some kind of way of broadcasting a song on little notice, some obscure, rare, very hard to find release, and I'd say, but it's May, National Masturbation Month, and I just heard about this hilarious masturbation-related song, and somehow he ran out and found it. And great co-producer set up the studios with, it almost looked like Gilligan's Island, another ancient show, for your young viewers, listeners, where it was like with milk crates and duct tape and microphones hanging, I think on rope in one case. But when we had great live musical guests like Lisa Bushell, and he made that work, or multiple live guests, like when people from the Peekaboo Review were there, and he set up the studio so that everybody could be heard. And of course, he designed the sound for Happy Spanksgiving when we had live spankings with one microphone near the ass, one near my face, and one near the recipient's face, and just so many things he could rig together perfectly and make the show great, come on the show when he felt like it, and great person outside of the show. So if you hear an old show in one of the archives, meaning before June 2005 when he passed away, that presentation of him that was in public was who he is, who he was, did represent the kind of person that he was. In all these years, I would still have to say that the most feedback, and we were really riding high the first 2 years, you know, Relay broadcasted by two pirate radio stations, the Infidel Guy, and possibly more than that, a lot of people listening and a whole lot of feedback when we did the Deprogram America show 6 months after September 11th happened. Probably the best responses from classic shows, like we did the ultimate anti-Ron Paul show and anti-Rand Paul show called the Ron and Rand Paul Clown Show, and veterans, this was around Veterans Day 2006, Veterans of Resistance of Christian Terrorism. Unbelievable responses to that. And of course, all of the exposing shows regarding the Bush family. The live guests, like the very first live guest, Bill Baird from ProChoiceLeague.org. The entire band, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity. And when Reverend Bookburn did a live appearance at a show that was, it was a benefit, and folk singer Catherine Moon was a performer and one of the key organizers, and Hopeless Dregs of Humanity were the punk band that was playing, and Reverend Bookburn was the MC. That was the origin of the Reverend Bookburn cartoon. So that picture of me screaming into a microphone came out of that benefit. Let's see. Other favorites between the three of us are when we made fun of Diaper Man David Vitter, who was, he was of course the moral crusader, sex negative, anti-porn, anti-abortion, anti-gay, anti-birth control, anti-everything, when he turned out to not only be a customer at the late D.C. Madam's establishment, but also indulging in his fetish to wear a diaper, which we wouldn't care except that he was a moral crusader and a Christian supremacist. We did a show called Pampering Senator Vitter, which we are especially proud of. When Christian terrorist Paul Hill was executed in Florida for the murder of a doctor who provided abortion and one of his security escorts and wounding another one. After his execution, we decided to cook Paul Hill's body and eat it on the air after, of course, the Dance of Fire, which some people in that Philadelphia, I think it was a squat or a former squat at the time, just spontaneously said okay and joined in. That show was called Cooking with Paul Hill, and especially fun. And of course the Rehab for Pedophile Priests shows, introducing priests to adult sexuality and adult entertainment, are particularly proud moments and funny moments. Those were usually the funniest shows, and an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. And our last live guest, Kristen D'Angelo, the producer of American Courtesans, and I love the responses to that. What's to come? We don't know. We tell you every show that we're dealing with survival crises, dying people, all kinds of shit. The downfall of Lolo Radio, meaning it can no longer stream live, and how much longer can we do this? We don't know. We're going to do it as long as humanly possible. Hippie John, on his recent visit, was amazed that the show has gone on this long, and then he was amazed that it was still, in his opinion, high quality. Like, the Manson wedding and Spanksgiving and Halloween and all of the stuff that's that made him like the show in the first place. So we want to do an extra special show next month. We don't just want to repeat Love Night or an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. We believe that with the world condition as it is, we want to do the theme Reclaim Your World on both a personal and global level, because it seems like it's urgent, and everybody who could possibly hear that show, which will also be uplifting and funny, besides with information and planting a lot of seeds, will be a response to the current world condition, including any and all abuses on an individual level as well. So another plug for Reclaim Your World in February. This show and pretty much all shows since 2006 are recorded and available, like every show we ever did, for free at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. Thanks to the great, great co-producer and archivist from afar, Pastor Rex Cat. And if nothing goes wrong with the recording and uploading process and all of the technological end of things, we're expecting this show to be there in around a week at radio4all.net. All right, you know me, talked out and my throat is shut. So let's go back to the music for the third and final set of tunes. This is the first song of the very first show of The Reverend Is In, January 2001, the same month that George W. Numbnuts Bush was appointed president by the Supreme Court. And shortly after the death of Flo Kennedy, to whom the show was dedicated, from the first Reverend Bookburn show ever, this is Sam and Dave, an old Motown act, doing Hold On, I'm a Comin'.
something so sublime. All the women tear their blouses off, and the men they dance on the polka dots. And his partner found, and his partner lost, and it's hell to pay when the fiddler stops. It's closing time. On the polka dots, and its partner found, and its partner lost, and it's hell to pay when the fiddler stops. It's closing time. Not well lonely, well romantic and sad, at least with acid and the holy spirits crying, where's the beef? Swimming naked and the summer night is fragrant with a mighty expectation of relief. So we struggle and we stagger down the snakes and up the ladder to the tower where the blessed hours chime. Then I swear it happened just like this, a sigh, a cry, a hungry kiss. The gates of love, they buzz an inch. I can't say much has happened since, but closing time,
closing time, closing time, closing time.
I swear it happened just like this, a sigh, a cry, a hungry kiss. The gates of love, they buzz an inch. I can't say much has happened since,
can't say much has happened since, can't say much has happened since,
but closing time. Beauty, but that doesn't make a fool of me. You were in it for your beauty too. And I loved you for your body. There's a voice that sounds like God to me, declaring,
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 declaring
that your body's really you. And I loved you when our love was blessed, and I love you now. There's nothing left but sorrow. Down. And I missed you since a place got wrecked, and I just don't care what happens next. Looks like freedom, but it feels like death. It's something in between. I guess it's closing time. Yeah, I missed you since our place got wrecked by the winds of change and the weeds of sex. And it looks like freedom, but it feels like death. It's something in between. I guess. Yeah, we're drinking and we're dancing, but there's nothing really happening, and the place is dead as heaven on a Saturday night. And my very close companion gets me falling, gets me laughing. She's 100, but she's wearing something tight. The awful truth, which you can't reveal to the ears of you, except to say it isn't worth a damn. And the whole damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. By the boss thrown like these dizzy heights, we're busted in the blinding lights of closing time. Damn face goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. But the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding lights.
Busted in the blinding lights.
Busted in the blinding lights of closing time. Closing time. Oh, the women tear their blouses off, and the men they dance on the polka dots. It's closing. His partner found, and his partner lost, and his hell to pay when the fiddler's
I'm Rush the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now, boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids, say no to morphine, 'cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
One, two, three, four. Who was the bloke in the Starch White car? I hope he put his picture on the dollar. He don't look like an idiot, he's got it all down pat. Politician, so we all know that. The fight of wild priests are a favorite brand, as well as one making of a favorite plan. Who has chats with the Heavenly Father?
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I'm really grateful that the Reverend has kept my family name alive since we started together in January 2001, acknowledging my grandfather for all of his financial support for the Third Reich in the name of stopping communism, for his acknowledgement of my father and all the civilian deaths in Iran-Contra. And of course, what he says about my brother Jeb and my other brother that we keep hidden, Neil, after that little savings and loan mishap. And it's truly an honor to be here on the anniversary show. I wish you many more years of success and quality entertainment. And don't forget my family, including the next generation of Bushes. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Go to the devil.
Sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office, and I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail tea bagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And tea bag a liberal Dem before they tea bag you. Bye-bye.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups. Saturday, January 10th, 2015, at Lolo Radio, LoisBurek.com. ReverendBookburn.com, alias RevBookburn.blogspot.com, and RadioForAll.net. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is not an individual, but a group of people. The people mentioned earlier who have been crusading against pit bulls. Like other animal abusers, they are sick and inhumane, and know not what they thinketh, or doeth, or saith. The people who listen to Dr. Laura and other assholes and parrot their messages, creating an even bigger backlash against pit bulls. Runners up to Asshole of the Week, and I'm gonna have to write more legibly. The second runner up to Asshole of the Week is NYPD members. NYPD stands for New York Police Department. You know, that organization that includes racist murderers. Well, they have joined the status of the Westboro Baptist Church in that they see that it is appropriate to protest funerals despite the opposition by the family themselves to make a little political tantrum against the mayor and anyone else that they felt were not supporting them and their right to choke and shoot and murder and continue their record for racist killings and other atrocities. The New York... Where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for us all the week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. Thank you. That's better. The New York Police Department members who participated in the funeral protest and the turning their backs on the mayor and other tantruming behavior that compares to five-year-olds, no disrespect intended to five-year-olds, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to another runner-up to Asshole of the Week, which is the right-wing slash corporate media, who are once again exploiting death, because September 11th and Benghazi were not enough. They decided that they need to politicize the deaths in Paris and say, it's because of Obama. It's because of liberals and left-wingers. It's because of people who mock religion, etc. Their messages are as pathetic as their existence. The exploiters of the horrible tragedy in Paris, runners up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a recipient so special as to even outshine the runners up to Asshole of the Week. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is the left wingers. It's because of people who mock religion, etc. Their messages are as pathetic as their existence. The exploiters of the horrible tragedy in Paris, runners up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a recipient so special as to even outshine the runners. Power up to fall the Asshole of the Week. Near the tonight, top of the Asshole of Leadership of the Week is of the Republican Congress. Powerful, I believe the word whip is in his near the title, where that top's very revealing. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise is, speaking of racists, a racist congressman who has spoken at events in Louisiana organized by David Duke and other white power racist scum. Oh, but I didn't know who the group was or what they stood for. I'm embarrassed and it was a mistake. Arguably the most idiotic explanation anybody caught doing something extremely wrong has given in recent history. But he is a person with a shameful racist past. Did we run out of fart sounds again? Cheech.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Only the most naive person would believe the idiotic explanation that he didn't know that a white power organization or conference organized by David Duke and other famous Louisiana racists, what they really were about and what they really stood for. You are racist scum. You fit right in with the psychopaths that now dominate both branches of Congress. You are pathetic. Steve Scalise, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, let's end the fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, and that was the 2009 version. Kill Your Idols did Assault and Unpure. Before that, you heard Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Sonic Youth did Within You, Without You. a cover of the Beatles from their Sgt. Pepper's release, Wayne Lammers and Pete Levine as Rush Limbaugh did My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. Leonard Cohen did Closing Time and started off with Sam and Dave doing Hold On, I'm a Comin'. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Reverend Bookburn's 14th anniversary show. And we cut out some content, we cut out some songs, but we're going to play a killer playlist and the best of what was cut out from tonight on the next show. It was fun to celebrate this anniversary. It was a pleasure and an honor to reach this anniversary, which wasn't easy, and happy to do it. And for now, we're going to continue. We are going to do a show in February with the theme Reclaim Your World. And once again, that will be focusing on both an individual reclaiming of your world, of your life, and also on a grander scale, reclaiming your world. Reclaim Your World is going to be a show you will not forget. This show is expected to be at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net, in roughly a week from tonight. Tonight is January 10th, 2015. And, of course, we will always update and have the links to the shows at reverendbookburn.com, which is an automatic redirect to revbookburn.blogspot.com. And write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/revbookburn. We're not on MySpace anymore or Fascist Fuck Facebook, but we are on Twitter, which is at revbookburn. And we will be back in a month if there is still a fucking world, and if we're still able to function in it. We're going to play a closing tune and get out of here. So we thought, what's the best way to sum up the conclusion of another year and reaching another anniversary? You know, what combines some of the many ingredients that goes into the show? And we came up with a classic track from Anti-Flag. This is from their CD entitled, this is, I can't even read this fucking thing, For Blood and Empire. Yeah, but it says something else on, it's like there's three different titles of this fucking record. Well, on the cover it says For Blood and Empire, but if it's something else, I apologize to Anti-Flag. So Anti-Flag from their CD For Blood and Empire, this classic track is entitled War Sucks, Let's Party. Good night.
Come and collect from the underground. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Cocker, let's go for Sunday.
Yes, yes, well, good afternoon. And it's, yeah, it's great to see you. Right, do what you want, get your unkers out. This is called Let's Get Stoned. I'm gonna buy myself a little lift. Then I'm gonna call my body. You know I've been working so hard, yes, all day long. Everything I try to do, I know it always seems to turn out wrong. Boy, that's why I'm gonna stand back. You know, I'll be back. You can get yourself a taste. Oh, why don't you go? You're cool. No, no. And stop messing up the man's play. I said, you know, all my friends, you can take yourself a near now then. Oh, I don't fall down. I spent the last 2 weeks of my life in New York City. I was living on 8th Avenue in a crazy place called Lowe's Midtown Motor Inn. Oh, I thought I was going insane both day and night. Little wall set up my little bed in my spaceship. I'm listening to my radio. And a man keeps telling me all about. Oh, he says there's 350,000 little people all hanging out in one big piece of ground, son. Whoa, and I thought to myself, it's gonna come true someday. Hey, we get a little nearer that land boat there, man. So whether you turn around to your brother, your sister, your mother, your police officer, anybody else you want to talk to, or you gotta say to your friend, let's go. Let's go. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
The fantastic Joe Cocker.
Okay, we're going to continue, see if we can keep you in the groove with a thing by Mr. Marvin Gaye right now. And this one's called The Inner City Blues. Inner City Blues.
basic. Panic is spreading. But only God knows where we're headed. Yeah, makes you wanna hold up the way they do my life. Makes you wanna hold up the way they do my life.
I'm gonna go.